stormlinkradio.com, also Mix 101.7, halftime of our Thursday football game. And opportunity right now to visit with Mustang assistant coach, the man that leads the defense, Nathan Barron. Thanks for the time, and you and I get together on Tuesday. You know, you got a couple days yet to prepare and try and sneak some sleep in there somewhere.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. That is good. We do have a couple more days here. One more day from the quarters to the semis. And, you know, I'm okay going short on sleep. Christmas break's coming, Thanksgiving break's coming, and I'd rather be busy this time of year anyway.
Well, the offense all the time, the guys that score the touchdowns get some of the limelight, but it's the defense for Newell Fonda that has been so strong. In three playoff games, Coach, you have allowed 14 points. You've pitched a pair of shutouts, and you guys are getting it done.
Yeah, you know, we really are. And I think it, for us, our defense really took off after the Exira EHK game. You know, going back through that film, you know, we didn't run to the football very well in that game. We didn't gang tackle very well in that game. You know, and subsequently, we gave up a lot of points. And from that game on, the Monday of the Woodbine week then on, we've really stressed to our kids of we want to pursue to the football. We want to get 6, 7, 8 guys to the football. You know, and just we want to tackle better and all those things that come with defense. We want to be more physical in terms of when we get to the ball carrier. And the bottom line is we just had to do our job better.
Now, with those things said, Coach, when it comes to defense, yes, you have to have athletes. How much is it for you and the preparation, the assignments, and being responsible for what each individual is supposed to carry out?
For us, that's very big in our defense. Every guy in our defense has a gap, including our front three and then our linebackers and our strong safety. Everybody has a gap. So for us, it's very easy, you know, if they're running a play in a certain gap, to know who should have been there and who shouldn't have been there. So we put a lot of emphasis on being gap sound, on being gap controlled, getting off blocks and being able to fill your gap, and then understanding that gaps will move throughout the game and throughout whatever play that they're running. So we spend a lot of time on that with our kids.
You've been in your position for so many years. Each year is different. What is it like for you to tackle the challenge of adjusting the athletes to fit the individual roles on that defensive unit?
The good thing with this year was a lot of those guys had played last year. So they knew what the expectations were in, coming into the year. In years past, we've had to take some kids and move them around different positions to fit their needs better and to fit our needs better as defense. And I really like that aspect of it because it is strategizing, so to speak, against the offense. And really what we're trying to do is put our kids in the best position where they can succeed and be successful.
Coach, two last questions. Number one, for Mustang fans, and again, we get together to record this on Tuesday. What do you see on film from Don Bosco? How are they going to challenge your defensive unit?
First and foremost, Chris, they're gonna try to attack us with the run and run the football at us. They're very similar to what they did last year. And really, as I look at them on film, it would be a lot like playing us. They are who they are. They're going to come right at you with their quarterback runs and with their tailback runs. And then they're going to try to take their chances in the passing game with the vertical pass, very similar to what we do. They have got some very good athletes in the skilled positions. Their quarterback, Nick Mangrich, is an excellent runner. And then they play another kid, Brandon Bagby. He comes in. He's a very good thrower. So we're going to have our hands full. But the good thing for us is it's nothing that we haven't seen at this point in terms of their run game and their pass routes and anything else they can throw at us.
If you could look into a crystal ball and imagine we are at halftime now, what would you want to see for Newell Fonda football?
I would like, hopefully it's going to be a tight ball game. So hopefully we're right in that ball game. I would say I don't think it's going to be more than a one-score game either way at halftime. We're very good on defense. They're very good on defense. We're really good on offense, and so are they. So I think our fans that are going to make the trip over to Cedar Falls on Thursday morning are going to be in for a treat and one heck of a football game.
Terrific start. I'm saying start because this season is not over, and we hope it's far from over and lasts another week. Coach Nathan Barron, thank you for the time, and best of luck on Thursday.
Hey, Chris, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll have more at halftime right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.